This is your daily mind medicine.
Hey, giddy up. What's up? Happy Tuesday. Hope you're feeling great. Just a reminder, if you listen to this on the podcast, please leave us a review. And look, it's not because, look, let's just handle something real fast. We put so much effort into great content. I think that one of the main ways I love growing movements, we're paid ads. All of our companies run on paid ads. We can show ads to the right people. Last year, one of my brands, a brand new company, bought 13,000 customers in its first year through paid traffic. You don't have to have a massive brand. You don't have to go all crazy organic, but I do love some things. I love the value of growing through the community. If I could get 1 million listeners that are just like you, that would be a dream come true. Not because I want the numbers, but because I know what happens when a group of people start thinking differently. When a group of people start thinking they actually have what it takes, they're not discouraged by pressure or problems or being slowed down, but rather they choose to look at life as a great training environment. Anyways, give me enough time, I'll reprogram you so that nothing can hurt you again. And I love the idea of growing this show and growing this movement through your crew and your tribe. So do me a favor, leave us a review and share things when they matter to you. When you're like, oh, that actually helped me, that spoke to me. Send it to someone you care about. A good indicator of whether people care about me are people sending me stuff. Because I know that if someone's listening to something, they think about me, they send it to me. It's happened all the time. People are constantly sending me great shows, great podcasts. Let's talk real fast because I'm thinking about this. I'm about to fly to Colorado. We've got a great event with one of my favorite crews in the world out in the mountains of Colorado. I'm actually taking my 5-year-old's daughter. She's about to turn 5. She's not 5 yet. And we're going to ski. She said, Dad, I don't want to do ski lessons. I said, why not? She said, I already know how to ski. You've never skied before. What are you talking about? He's like, oh, well, Nana showed me a YouTube video and I watched the video. Lord Jesus, give me the confidence of my 5-year-olds. If I believe that I cannot fail, what would I achieve and what would I try to do? But anyways, we're going out there. She is going to ski lessons. We're going to have an event mixed with a little bit of fun. And I'm preparing. And I'm actually, you know, just looking over my notes and about to go in. I thought, you know, it's interesting how much there is to learn from life and from failure and from making mistakes and all this. But what if there's a way to get ahead and learn from your mistakes before they happen? If you can do this the right way, this style of thinking will turn into preparation. And I think that when you see someone like me who tends to win, I mean, like, let's just be real about this. Half y'all are going to think that I've got an ego, but it's just the facts. It's not ego if it's factual. It's like, I tend to win. Give me enough time and I'll slowly just kind of show up on top. It doesn't matter whether I've had a hard year, hard month, hard couple of months. Inevitably, lo and behold, I tend to rise to whatever I am trying to do in the moment. And there are other people like me. It's not like, oh, I'm the only one that's figured out how to win. But one of the secrets, when you look at someone like me or the people that I love to hang out with, my best friends in the world, and they're winning. I just got I called one of my really good friends. He just spoke at Tony Robbins. A couple of weeks ago. I was like, dude, you are an animal. Like, I'm so freaking stoked to see you speaking at that level and winning at that level. And this is what we all have in common. We are obsessively prepared. You're not seeing luck. You're not seeing just like, oh yeah, I guess he's just called to do it. Yeah, we are. I'm called to do it, but you have to prepare for your calling or else you'll loop around the same mountain over and over. By the time the opportunity is there, it's too late to prepare for it. This is the way the verse in the Bible says, be ready in season and out of season. Some of you might feel like you're not in your season. Opportunities aren't knocking on your door. People aren't asking you to come do things. Prospects aren't asking to become clients or whatever it is. The ability to sit down and prepare goes back to two of my central tenets. When in doubt, focus on what is useful and focus on excellent work. Producing excellent work requires preparation. And so if you can prepare for it, you're showing life that you are expecting it. And life gives you what you expect to have and what you deserve to have. How many times have we wondered why we are not getting the lucky breaks that we want to have? And life is looking at you like, oh, you don't expect it. You don't deserve it. You're not prepared for it. It would be it would be a betrayal for life to get you what you have not prepared for. It's true. It would be cruel for life to give you that which you have not prepared to receive. And so we prepare when? Before we expect the opportunity to show up. That's all I got for you today. I love you. Happy Tuesday.